This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House convened its Thursday floor session more than an hour late, going straight to Cameron Henry's bill to slash $117 million more in state spending.
We have to balance cuts with revenue.
The measure was immediately peppered with amendments, and before long, the speaker called a recess. Huddles in the hallways ensued. An hour and a half later, they reconvened, and surprise,
there are no more amendments pending, Mr. Speaker.
A quick vote, and Henry's bill passed, 102-0. It was clear a deal had been made, and when the governor's key bill to add another penny to state sales tax came up, author Katrina Jackson added an amendment.
The bill will only be effective for 18 months with this amendment.
That passed, as did the bill, 76-27. Numerous revenue-raising bills were put off for another day, while others moved through smoothly. Then freshman lawmaker Beryl Amedee brought her first bill.
House Bill 77 establishes the Payments Toward State Debt Fund, a GoFundMe account.
She handled the usual hazing of a first-timer well, like this from Representative Sam Jones.
Are you considering also passing a bill to go do can shakes and street drives to try to raise the money?
No, sir, I'm not.
Though most were amused, Amedee was in earnest.
If enough people get together and send some funds, there'll be change.
The bill did not pass, and a subsequent announcement by Representative Jack Montesay showed not everyone was amused.
Moody's Investor Service just took action and downgrades us. Our related debt outlook remains negative.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.